Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program for you today. Our speaker is Thurman Scrivener, Senior Pastor of the Living Savior Ministries. We join today's message, Heaven is a Local Call from Here, already in progress.
Here a few years ago, well many years ago, when I was working as an engineer for a company, I was down in between two big 50-horse boilers when the young man that worked for me, he did not know I was between those boilers, and he went over and pulled a blowdown valve with a big 2-inch valve that blowed 250-degree water and steam out onto the floor to blow down that boiler, and I happened to be standing right there. And so I screamed, "Hey!" And man, he shut that valve off. He said, "Yeah." I said, "I was standing between the boilers. You blew it down." And of course, I was pulling my britches leg up, and the skin was just melting off of my leg, falling on the floor. And he said, "Let me take you to the doctor." So, So they run me over there, and of course, I'm claiming the Word of God and the promises of God. And we get over there, and when the doc finally does look at me, he said, "You got first, second, and third degree burns. You won't walk on this leg for at least 8 weeks." I told him, I said, "Doc, I'm going to walk on this leg today." I said, "I am a son of God and Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, because I am the righteousness of God in Christ. He's going to do a supernatural healing on my leg. I guarantee it." Now then, within 1 week, that leg was completely healed. Well, over the years, I've had no problem with that leg whatsoever until here a while back. I kind of got a little angry and bitter at some folks, and my leg kind of came back and created a problem. By getting back in the flesh, I opened the door to the enemy, and the enemy attacked me in my left leg. Well, Cheryl saw my leg that night, and whenever she looked at it, she said, "Oh my goodness, look at your leg, it's terrible." And I told her, I said, "Yes, I repent of my sin. I got bitter with somebody, but I said, now I've got it all taken care of." And so I said, "No problem, honey, I'll be okay." Well, the next morning when I woke up to go to work, Cheryl woke up too, and she said, "Let me see your leg." I said, "Well, okay, but it's okay." And so she looked at it and she said, "It's not okay. Look at it. Look at your leg. I mean, it's got blood, red looking stuff, blisters and everything all over your leg." And I said, "Honey, I am the righteousness of God in Christ. I am seated at the right hand of the Father, and I have dominion over everything, including this body that I live in." So I said, "I'm taking authority over this leg, and I'm going to go to work." And Cheryl said, "Honey, you get back in that bed, you know, and you lay down there and you elevate your foot." And so when she commanded me to get back in bed, I told her, "No, honey." I said, "Sick people stay in bed. Well people go to work." And she said, "You're not going to stay in bed?" I said, "Absolutely not." She said, "But honey." And she began to tell me all kinds of bad things about my leg. "What if this, what?" I said, "No worry. I have dominion." I mean, see, now when we look at something and your leg is in terrible shape, all bloody looking and everything, we go by what we see. But you have to see beyond that. You got to see faith, the Word of God and the promises of the Word, and that I have been given dominion. You and I am a son of God. I'm a joint heir with the King. And everything that belonged to him belongs to me. That's what he said in the Word, wasn't it? So anyway, I get up and Cheryl's all upset. And I get up and I told her, "Honey, just go back to bed and you're going to be okay and I'm going to be okay." And so I went and worked all day. That afternoon when I come in, she said, "Well, I see you at least made it home." She wouldn't even call me because she thought I might die during the course of the day. But, you know, she was a whole lot newer with her faith than she is today. Today she has great faith. But anyway, when I got home that afternoon, she says, "Can I see your leg?" And I said, "Well, it's okay. I know it's okay." She said, "Have you looked at it?" I said, "Of course not. I just worked." I said, "I have dominion over my body, and I commanded my body to be well, and so I know it's going to be okay." And she said, "Well, can I at least look at it?" I said, okay, let me come in here and sit down and pull my britches leg up and take my shoe off and let you look at my foot." And she looked, and she says, "My goodness, it looks like a brand new leg." I said, "Yes, I knew. I told you." But now, what if I had got out of faith? I wouldn't be here today. The enemy would have killed me. I can guarantee you, if I'd have gotten out of faith with the circumstances that I was under, the door I had opened to the enemy to come in because of my bitterness against somebody, until I repented, I was totally out of covenant with the King. And when you get out of covenant with the king, that's where the enemy can kill you. And he'll do that. So if you can get to that point where you can realize who I am in Christ, if everybody here today that has any kind of sickness and disease realizes that the reason you're sick, like Dave said, you don't have it up here and in your heart yet, you don't know who you are in Christ. I told a lady that on the email the other day. She said, I'm sick, I have this and this and this, what do I need to do? I said, ma'am, you don't know who you are in Christ yet. And of course, she wrote back the next day and said, when I got that email from you, I was greatly offended. How dare you think I don't know who I am in Christ? Well, she didn't. You see what I mean? She didn't. She didn't have no clue, because just like Dave said, it took him a long time to figure this out. And when he finally figured it out, then guess what happened to him? He got healed. So you hear that little woo-woo back there? When you learn who you are, that you're a son or a daughter of God. And that's why I used to ask this question, and Dave does this every once in a while, as he did today. How many of you believe you're righteous? Well, you know, almost nobody holds up their hand, or if you do, maybe just a little. But, you know, if you really know who you are in Christ, then we always think, well, I'm righteous because I did this. No. I didn't do anything except Jesus as my Lord and Savior. He's the one that made me in his image. He's the one that made me the righteousness of God in Christ. I am righteous, and if we don't see ourselves like that, we're going to have a terrible time getting healed and walking in divine health. But when you realize, I'm a son of God, I'm a daughter of the King. As daughters of the King, here's two young ladies sitting up here on the front row, that I think they came from Minnesota. Is that right? Minneapolis or Minnesota somewhere? These two beautiful young ladies, if they will keep in their heart who they really are in Christ. I'm not just a girl. I'm not just a girl. I'm not even a beautiful girl. I'm a daughter of the King of the universe. And when you start going with young men, if one of them reaches over and touches you in the wrong place, you'll slap his hand off because you're a daughter of the King. Amen. You see where I mean? Amen. Girls of the world live like that. Princesses of the King of the universe don't let some boy touch them nowhere until they're married to them and they got a ring on their finger. Then they realize that God gave her to this man. Now he can have sex with her or do whatever they want to together because they're one. But until that day happens, if they forget who they are, they'll fall to sin. But if they never forget who they are and realize they have dominion and authority and power over this body, they will never, ever, ever yield to sex outside of wedlock. And that's what happened to the church. The church don't understand that. That's why I can stand before you and say, I had no problem. I was married 41 and a half years, and I've been married 10 years now to Cheryl now, and I guarantee I have never committed adultery on either one of those women that I was married to in my entire life. Never. Because why? Because I'm a son of God, and sons of God don't do that. You see where I'm coming from? Sons of God only look at their own wife. They don't look at other women. Sons of God, daughters of God, don't live like that, do they? No. When you realize who you are, and that's where we, the church, are going to have to get to the point where we realize who we are. Who are you? How much dominion and power do you have over all? Did you see that?
Yeah.
Isn't that wonderful? You know, so when we realize we have that power, like that 10-year-old boy up in Oregon, that got a hold of our teaching, and they went on a trip to Hawaii. And about the second or third day out, the seas were just like this, and everybody was getting sick. This little 10-year-old boy took his mother and went up on the deck and said, Mother, let's go up on the deck and let Jesus take care of this for us. And he went up on the deck, and Mother said he took his hand and put his hand out at that sea and said, See, I have dominion and authority over you in the name of Jesus. Peace be still. And Mother said within 10 minutes that ocean was just as smooth and calm as anything she had ever seen. A 10-year-old boy that knew who he was in Christ. Is that awesome? The dominion belongs to us, right? So don't let the devil beat up on your body. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for all these folks that are here. I ask you to bless them. I ask you to put them to the right place at the right table so they get the right CDs and DVDs and everything, and then bless them as they read and study this information. Help them to walk close to you, Father, and I thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, you're dismissed for about 20 minutes, and then we'll come back. And goodness gracious alive, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. It's so good to have a healing school once a month and to see the Lord strengthen his people. And in fact, Ann, how many times did you come before you got healed? Okay, now I'll just tell you. In fact, come up here and let's sit here and talk to you and let people look at you a minute. This girl had a bad heart, and she wasn't going to live very long. And a doctor said she needed a new heart, so if nothing they could do to help her, you know, you're just going to get ready to die. Now, this was quite a while back, and so her husband and her, they had heard about us, and so they started coming. And they would come, and they would listen to a healing school and come up, and I would pray for her, but she didn't quite get it. You know, she tried, but, you know, next month they'd come back, and she wasn't healed. And I think she just told me that after 5 months of coming back to a healing school, 5 months, she finally told me that last day, she said, Pastor, I finally got it. Today, I believe, I hear it, it's mine. And so I want you to ask God to give me a brand new heart, not a fixed mind, just give me a brand new one. So I prayed and asked God to give her a brand new heart. And when she did go back to the doctor and have him checked it, he couldn't believe that she had a brand new heart. And it's been working good ever since, right, girl? In fact, a few months after that, I was going to go to Washington, D.C. and pray for a bunch of senators. And and her husband and her, they went up there and met me up there. And we walked every day all over the place and prayed. And when after it was over, I finally told God, I said, God, that ain't fair. Ann's got more strength than I do. She walked all over that place, didn't she?
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivner of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop our program here for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled Heaven is a Local Call from Here, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.